The Almighty God is wonderful and has given so much to man. So might I ask, are there changes needed in your life for a better life? Let's search the scriptures today on the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
A very hearty thank you to our Jay Webb for the kind introduction and greetings to all of you. We appreciate you encouraging us through listening to our broadcast and the feedback we receive from you. We appreciate it, dear listener. Today, let's think about something concerning change. You know, I've heard it said the only thing consistent in life, well, is change. I know of individuals who wish to change habits, change jobs, and, well, friends, it very well could be there are some changes that need to be made in your life, spiritually speaking. Now, speaking of change, consider this text from Acts chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Did you catch that word? Converted. Now let's think about converted or conversion. The late Perry Cotham, in his writing in his book, simply called Conversion, defined on page 12 that conversion is the process of change or turning from one state to another. It's when man turns from the love and practice of sin to love and practice righteousness. He is turning. Vine's expository dictionary takes the word converted, and this is the definition according to original language. Divine grace is the efficient cause, human agency the responding effect. Oh, that's beautiful. Divine grace is the efficient cause, and human agency the responding effect to that divine grace. Well, dear friends, that definition reflects Titus 2:11 and 12. But the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The teaching grace of God instructs us to turn as it teaches us and to live. Turn yourselves. Turn again, unless you turn. Let's think about some examples from the scripture in Ezekiel 33:11. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel? You turn from one state, evil, to another, to live. As a matter of fact, you know, the word evil, spelled backwards, is live. Now, to the New Testament, Paul commended the Thessalonians, how they turned from idols to serve the living God, 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Now, imagine the difficulty in continuing to serve idols when one declares to follow God. That's impossible. Consider Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now here's another passage about being converted. In Matthew 18:3, Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Now please note the process. Converted and become. How beautiful that God has put forth a plan for the redemption of man, that man can be converted. So let's talk about the beauty of conversion for this broadcast. But first, a few words about our work at International Gospel Hour, here is our J. Webb.
The quickest way to reach us is our toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988. You can request free Bible study courses, ask a question, or make a comment. Let us know where you hear our broadcast. The number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number again is 1-855-IGH-6988. Or if you prefer, 1-855-444-6988.
Friends, conversion is beautiful in that the lost can be saved. Think about the command of teaching and converting people to Christ. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." The instruction: go, teach, baptize, and continue to teach. Now Mark's account in Mark 16:15-16. "And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be condemned. Go, preach, believe, and baptize." Listen to Luke's account in Luke 24:44-49. "Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Repentance and remission of sins preached in his name by his authority. Now John's account of the Great Commission from John 20:21-23. "So Jesus said to them again, Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Sins remitted are remitted. Sins retained are retained." Dear friends, it is a clear notice. I mean, it's very clear. To the command to preach was to change lives or for lives to be converted. I think of the words of David the psalmist in Psalm 51:13. "Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you." The ways of God are conveyed and clearly stated. There is no reason why one should be lost eternally, friends, or why one should be lost spiritually. Do you need your sins forgiven? Do you need to be converted? I want to pause here, dear friends, because if we have some wheels turning and you're starting to think and you want to study a little bit more, then let us help you with a free Bible study course available that will come to your home. Here is our J. Webb.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, "Home Study." That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type "Home Study" in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Friends, second, conversion is beautiful in that one can return to God. I think of the account of the prodigal son in Luke 15 that teaches of two young men, the younger, whom we know as the prodigal, or an individual given to wasteful luxury or extravagance, and his elder brother. Please note, friends, that the younger son left the father, repented and returned home. The love and practice of sin had left him empty. All the earthly possessions could not replace the possession of heaven. Turn yourselves, turn again. You see conversion there? The elder son stayed with the father, yet a disposition that needs repentance. And how that account ends, sadly, with that elder brother talking to the father. He needed to turn again. Is it possible then to be like the elder brother? One is with the father in his house, if you will, yet their lives do not reflect it. Friends, there's much to be said of the text, judgment must begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. Consider James, who said, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him," James 5:19. Err from the truth? Yes, one can err. That's Hebrews 3 and verse 12. Take another route, but one needs to be brought back, Galatians 6:1. You know, friends, an individual's heart can be far from God and they can be sitting in any church building in the world. And one can depart both heart and presence from the house of God. Dear friends, do you need converted? Do you need to turn again? Because unless you turn, life will not be what you would want it to be. You see, conversion is that change of direction, that turning. When one turns unto God, they have no problem believing and repenting, confessing their faith in Christ and being baptized. Acts 3:19, as the Bible says, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." To be obedient unto God, to be converted, and to live the life that God wants you to live. It begins at living and practicing righteousness, and to God be the glory. Let us help you in the direction of conversion for your life. And dear friends, we'll continue our studies at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.